Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
I'm Bayless.
And today is a very special day.
It is?
It is. It's our 150th episode.
Ah, didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah. It's effectively our third year anniversary without actually being our third year anniversary.
So 3 years of boring the crap out of people.
Something like that. We've effectively done three straight years without missing a day, but our actual third anniversary is the start of February. But that's neither here nor there. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't know if I'll be available to record a third anniversary show.
Well,
in February. I might be a little bit flat on my back.
Well, that's not always a bad thing.
It is in this case. Well, no. Yeah, never mind. Theoretically, yes, but no, but yes. Hopefully I won't, but you never know. Heart surgery.
Yay!
That's aside from the point. So, 150th episode.
Yes.
I figured this would be a good time to do a nice retrospective, to look back at the last 3 years and talk about some of the things that we thought really stood out, some of the stories or features of the show or whatever that really kind of, you know, was a highlight in our minds. And I'm going to let you go first. Why don't you tell us one of your memories?
Well, what I used to enjoy, and I'm hoping to get another one here in the near future, was when we'd do like a round table where we'd have a whole bunch of people come in and just we'd sit and chat about whatever the topic of the day happened to be. You know, when Domina and Bjorn were there, when Rylia was there, can't remember what one of the guys' name was because he changes it too often.
Zircon, or I just call him Z.
Zipperneck.
Zipperneck. That's coming up.
Yes. I liked that because, you know, we were getting a lot more perspectives. Different perspectives, different ways of thinking. So we were getting a lot more
points of view.
More points of view involved. Yeah, it was just nice having more minds working on a project.
Sure. It was a greater diversity of thought. And we have done one of those relatively recently, towards the end of October.
Right.
We had one. And we've talked about doing another one soonish, but we'll have to see how things go.
Yep.
But yes, definitely something I think we will be bringing back in the future.
Oh, most definitely.
Kind of coupled with that, though, is also having a third co-host.
Well, yeah, that would be nice, but most of the co-hosts we get, their schedules just are too different.
Yeah. I mean, Rylia is off doing her work when we are recording now, so she can't be a part of things. Yeah. Ten said, absolutely not. No, thank you. And all the other people we brought in have been, like, guest hosts. They haven't wanted to be a part of things permanently, so.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a commitment.
It is. Indeed it is. Even when we do these roundtables, though, it is a commitment.
Well, yeah, but usually the roundtable idea gets brought up while we're doing something else, like just finishing up a gaming session or whatever.
Yeah, that's when I usually hijack everybody and say, hey, let's do a show.
Well, and they have the ability to back out if they're not interested.
Mm-hmm. I think in the last one we did, Ten didn't contribute. She was there. She just chose not to jump in.
Yep.
And that's perfectly acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
See, while there's a nice diversity of thought on that, I also like how when it's the two of us, it's a conversation. When it's a group of us, it's almost a party. There's more joking, more insults, just, you know, it's feels more natural.
Right.
And loose. Even when I try to keep things in line and say, hey, let's y'all try and lead the conversation a little bit. Let's talk about this or that or whatever. Yeah, there is no controlling some people. Or,
well, you'll notice that when you say, let's kind of, you know, rein it in and get back on topic, and nobody listens.
No, no. But then again, who listens to me anyway?
Not too many.
Not really. Now, personally, I feel like one of the bigger features over the last 3 years that has popped up that I felt went over really well, and unfortunately we haven't done it in a really long time, and that's gamer confessions.
Yeah, that those were always fun, but, you know, there's only so many confessions you got in you.
That's why we make shit up.
That's not fun, though.
It's funny.
It's not a confession if you're making shit up.
We were raised Catholic, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure half of that is made up, because you don't really want to confess what you've really been doing. No, you got to make stuff up so that the priest is satisfied that you're not perfect, not trying to be perfect, you're not lying, but, you know, they don't have to know the real stuff you did. It's along the same lines.
So you absolutely missed everything about Catholic school.
I never went.
You missed the point of the sermons, the mass.
Do you remember how old I was when we stopped going to church?
Yes, I remember.
I was 3.
Well, I was 8.
Y'all didn't have 7, time 8, yeah. to corrupt me.
So, yeah, I got the full brunt of it.
I'm sure you did. Congratulations. Point is, and it's not just gamer confessions. There have been other little things we've done as well that were comedic bits. I think we've walked, you know, stepped too far away from the comedic bits. You know, I can't say for sure, but from what I've heard, from what I've seen, when we're doing more comedy, when we're trying to be funny, we tend to have people listen more.
Well, that's usually a given. It's just, I'm not a professional comedian, so I don't write my own jokes. I'm a reactionary person, so I play off of everything going on around me.
You're a straight man.
No, not exactly, but I can play the straight man.
Yeah, considering everyone thinks you're the funny one in the family, so I'm the weird one.
Well, they're not wrong.
No, they're not wrong, but I'm cute.
Okay, sure. Good attempt at humor, though.
No. Chicks dig the bald, baby.
Yeah, but you won't get in the hole after they've dug it. See?
Oh, God. Oh, that was good. I wasn't expecting that. Anyway, that's the sort of thing I would like to see come back. Is even if it's not gamer confessions, although I like those. Let's try and, you know, in the future, come up with more, not maybe not even regular features, just something we toss out there here or there. Doesn't have to be monthly or anything. That is just fun or funny or
Sure.
Whatever. We can only rag on Blizzard so many times.
You know? We can do that quite often because every single week, something new. They're doing something stupid.
I know. Trust me. I know.
So, do you have anything else to say about that?
No. Please move on to your next one.
Well, the one my favorite shows were the DM / player tips, because we started doing that before almost everybody else.
Uh-huh. You know,
there was a few people out there who did DM tips online and such, but when we started doing it, when we started making, you know, the shows that were about that, we weren't copying everybody else. These were from the heart things that we thought we needed to say for up-and-coming dungeon masters, game masters, whatever, and for players just new to the game.
Yep.
We were trying to lend our years of experience to helping other people find a right group or a right tone for their game.
Yeah. So they don't make the same mistakes we have.
And we made a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because almost everything we said do not do was because we did that.
Or
one way or another.
Somebody we knew had done it. A group we were in had done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sick of rampant misogyny in
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't play because you got boobs. Why the fuck not? Why can't a woman play? That just boggles the mind. Some of the best players I've run across
mm-hmm.
are women.
Including our mom.
Oh, yeah. And to exclude an entire gender just because your arbitrary ideals? Fuck you.
Not even so
and
much.
I mean that sincerely. Fuck you and die.
It's not even so much the arbitrary ideals. It's gatekeeping. It's, well, this is our thing. You can't be a part of this because this is our thing. You go do your girly thing. Whatever we imagine is girly stuff. Like, you go keep your cooties over there. This is our thing. Because if you come here, you'll take it from us.
Yeah, but, you know, they get upset when, you know, girls want to play D&D or girls want to play video games. But then they get upset if girls have a problem with bronies. Guys are into My Little Pony.
Uh-huh.
They got upset because, you know, girls had a problem with guys getting into that. You can't be, you know, exclusive about, you know, this is ours, you can't have it, and then try to take something that was typically theirs. And then use the same, you know, hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Argue that you should be allowed to have it.
And honestly, they should. I have no problem with bronies.
Well, no one should. It's just everybody should be allowed into whatever fandom there happens to be.
Uh-huh.
Doctor Who, Star Wars, whatever. If you're a fan, you should be allowed to just revel in your fandom. So, getting off track, but I really like the DM tips.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What were some of the best ones you thought we did?
Well, it was like when we were talking about mostly speaking to women who are trying to find a gaming group. You know, just because you got boobs doesn't mean that you should allow anybody to treat you any different than anybody else at the table. You are not there to please anybody else.
Mm.
The gaming table is so everybody can have fun. If you're not having fun, if you're feeling put upon because of your gender, then you need to get out of that group or talk to the game master and see if things will change. If they don't, get the F out.
Yep.
You need to be treated equally, period.
Too often, female players are treated way worse than anyone else.
Yep.
either they're looked down on or they're subject to everything up to and including their characters being raped or otherwise sexually assaulted. Even if they're not playing a girl, they assume that the character's a girl. And it's like, what the hell's wrong with you people? How is this player any different from all the other players at the table?
I know.
But they don't see it that way. But again, we grew up, it was the two of us playing with one of my friends for the most part. And then we started playing with our family. All right. And we had our mom, our aunt, two of our sisters all playing at various times.
And I had, I got to hear from a lot of the girls who tried playing at like Mythical Beasts and some of these other gamers or game stations that we'd go to. And just the bullshit that they had to deal with. I couldn't imagine why anybody would do that. I guess raised to respect women or something, but Jesus.
Well, we did have five sisters, so. So, were there any other gamer gamer confessions. I have that on the brain. Are there any other DM or player notes that really stuck out with you that we've talked about in the past?
Well, besides, you know, the DM tips and the tips to, you know, women to, you know, don't let yourself be, you know, screwed over because of asshole players and asshole DMs. It was mostly just going through the experiences that we've had, reliving memories that we had that came up during our games, you know, things that stuck out as truly great, you know, role-playing moments or just really cool, you know, episodes that happened during our gaming. Okay. And how much fun it was and how it tied the family together and how, you know, it brought everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, it's one of those things that D&D is kind of a unique animal where it can unite a family, which is what it did for us.
Sure. I would argue that any role-playing game can. Just D&D has that name recognition going with it.
It does.
It makes it a little easier to get grandma on board because she's probably heard of D&D.
Right. But what I'm thinking of is just like, okay, yeah, well, if you have like a game night, you know, you're playing Monopoly or you're playing Sorry or whatever. And yeah, you're having fun together. That's great. But with D&D, you're doing more than just having fun together. You're interacting. You're communicating. There's a lot more substance behind the interaction. If you're role-playing right, I say that's kind of a misnomer. If you're putting you're investing yourself in the game, you get a whole lot more out of it, in my opinion.
Sure.
So. That was one of the things that I thought was awesome. Just, you know, watching mom and dad go and, you know, the way their characters either horrified each other or they just played off one another.
And that's the thing is you can get to know each other a lot better by seeing the characters that these people make.
Uh-huh.
You know, not the first character they make because, you know, those tend to be kind of generic, but once they get a feel for it and really get into role-playing and they really let their imaginations run wild, that's when you really start to see some of the deeper recesses of your family members and friends. And you learn a hell of a lot about people that way.
Sometimes you learn more than you want to know.
I know mom learned some stuff about dad she didn't want to know.
Well,
I think she almost divorced him over one of them.
Yeah, well.
She wasn't happy about that at all.
Yeah, that was kind of a moment.
To his credit, he was playing in character. It doesn't make it right, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, we'll just believe that. I'm sure we've talked about it in that specific.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. But yes, it was not a good scene. I've seen fights at the table, but that was a fight at the table. Oh, yeah. Good times. Actually, absolutely not good times, really. But whatever.
It was still fun.
Yeah. Overall, we did have a great amount of great time doing that with family.
You know, and so those gamer tips, whether it was for DMs or GMs or players, it was just a lot of memorabilia, a lot of, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the heart. I meant everything I said about, you know, being, you know, true to yourself and don't let other people deprive you of your fun.
Sure.
And that, you know, even though you're running the game, don't let your players suck the fun out of it for you.
Yep.
If you're not having fun, the game isn't working for you. You need to find a new group or change up the game.
Yep. We're people think that the game master is there to entertain the players, and they are. But the game master is supposed to have fun too.
Yep.
The game master is there to facilitate the players having fun and telling a story while they're telling a story and having fun as well. Not at the expense of the players,
right,
but with the players.
Most definitely.
Too many people think of role-playing as a competitive sport. It's the players versus the game master. No, it's cooperative on all fronts. The game master is as much a player in the game as anybody else. They just have way more responsibility.
Ain't that the truth?
But, you know, it's a job we signed up for.
And willingly, because I have a lot of fun running the game.
Me too.
And I've got Domina mostly convinced to run a game. She's going to run a little one-off with Bjorn.
Okay.
Because that's a safe space for her, so she can run a game and he can tell her, okay, this worked, this didn't, etc. And then when she's ready, she's going to run a game for everybody.
Well, that'd be fun.
More than likely a module, which is what I recommended.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And see how it goes.
Cool. So
how about you? You got anything else?
I do. One thing that has been a recurring thing that has popped up, pretty much it was almost a weekly basis throughout the majority of the last 3 years, has been, well, you're wrong. LOTRO's awesome. Guild Wars 2. Not so much.
Okay. But you're comparing apples to oranges. You've got a corpse of a game, which is LOTRO. Well, you also have this vibrant, wonderful, you know, unique game. That's Guild Wars 2.
Oh, yeah.
Tired, old, you know, questing modes and old stories just rehashed, and they're trying to, you know, like survive off the fandom of LOTRO.
Yeah, see, you say that now, but let's see. When's the last time that Guild Wars 2 put out an expansion? That was 2018.
Right.
LOTRO just had an expansion like a month ago.
And it came out to a collective yawn.
No, it came out to a nice big boom. Minas Morgul is doing quite well. And they left behind the books, not this expansion, but the one before it. They're telling new stories in the Fourth Age outside of Tolkien.
Uh-huh.
So,
ooh, I'm so thrilled.
I'm sure you're not. But that doesn't mean you're correct, because, yeah, sure, Guild Wars 2 has its good points. It certainly does.
Oh, it has many good points.
But and it's also...
The story is so much deeper than what Latro has.
I'm sorry. Smoke crack much? Did you just say that Guild Wars 2 has a deeper story than Lord of the Rings?
I'm not saying lore-wise. I'm saying in-game story.
Yes.
I played through the story of Latro, and it was dull and lifeless. They threw in characters from the movies and books and everything to try and, you know, make it, you know, seem more important when it was just dull.
You didn't get beyond level 10 then. It's mind-boggling how insane that comment is, considering how the whole epic storyline, you're following the story of the ring entwined in that as much as possible, pretty much in the background, but involved in many of the major events that go along with the story of the ring, all the way to Mordor. You're there. And then go on into Mordor. You are interacting with major characters from the books for
it just
the entirety of the story. It is ridiculous.
And you know it.
No, you're wrong. You're demonstrably wrong.
In your opinion,
it's yours based off of yours based off the lore of Guild Wars 1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's literally nothing compared to what Lord of the Rings Online is built off of.
Enjoyably, or for enjoyment purposes, I found Guild Wars 2 story so much better than Latro. Latro sucks. It's old and jaded and stale. Actually, even when it came out, it was still kind of a clunky, sucky game.
You're making me stutter. It's a good thing I like you. Lotro is done way more than any other game has with the resources it has. It's built off of an engine that was built in 1995. The game didn't come out until 2007.
Right.
And
so was that a good decision?
Yeah,
no.
This is the engine they had. The bunch of the game was already built. They bought Middle-earth Online and turned it into Lord of the Rings Online and have added to it and fixed it and built it, put a 64-bit client out for it. They have made all kinds of improvements to the game, and even though it is a very old engine, it still looks better than many MMOs on the market today.
Okay, I'll give it that. It's better than RuneScape, but just barely.
I'm going to drown one of your characters one of these days. I swear. You don't even give me a chance to insult Guild Wars 2. You're making me so upset. But that's okay. You know what? You can have your feelings about Lord of the Rings Online. Everybody who's listening will snicker and say, ha, boy, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But let me tell you a little bit about Guild Wars 2. Guild Wars 2. That game is monotonous. It's slow. Everything is basically the same. It's a show up, do some hearts, which are generally go out and kill some guys, collect some things, run a little thing, and oh, look, a little event showed up that shows up every 20, 30 minutes or whatever. You do the event or not, and you move on. The only unique thing about Guild Wars 2 was what had two unique things. One was that the game used to be entirely soloable. Now
it still is. You just can't suck.
It's not. It's not. Two, it's not just me. I know a lot of people that go, nope, when it hits the first expansion, basically give up the idea of soloing because the game gets no fun. It is total grind fest. Two, when you go out and gather stuff, you don't have to fight other people for nodes because you can chop down the tree and then it disappears for you, but for other people, it's still there until they chop it down. Same with ore nodes and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
That's the one good thing it still has going for it.
Except that when you're talking about the hearts, you don't have
Oh, you mean quests?
Yeah. It's hell of a lot better than the dry, horrid questing module that Lord of the Rings has. Good God, kill rats. Then go over here, kill more rats. Go over here, kill more rats. Insert name of whatever it happens to be, like orcs or whatever. Good God. Grind after grind after grind, and you're complaining about Guild Wars?
Sir, you're talking about optional deeds? Those are effectively accomplishments.
They're telling you need to go do this.
Yeah, there is, of course, go kill some things, but you have that also in Guild Wars too.
Yeah, but
in fact, you have that in every. You don't have to do it in Lord of the Rings either.
But what I'm talking about, when you're doing the hearts, you can water these plants. You can put out this fire. You can go and do this for this person. You can do multiple different things to fill the heart for that particular thing. You don't have to do combat. You don't have to do this. There's a whole bunch of other things you can do that effectively does the same thing.
Not always.
It fills the heart. Every heart has multiple ways of filling it.
And here's the way to do it, because it's the most effective way to do it. Or there's run around and try and find these things. Oh, but wait, to get to those things, you're going to have to kill these guys anyway. So go kill those guys.
That's how you interpret it.
No, that's pretty much the way it works.
No, because I've gone through it and did the kill portions of the ones that had that available. And I've also gone through and done the non-combat versions.
Sure.
And I got through them just fine.
You got to sneak around the things you got to kill to go do those things.
Well, you're going to have to kill stuff regardless because...
So you might as well just kill stuff.
Aggro range.
Right?
Yeah, but you're saying it's forced. No, it's not forced.
I didn't say it was forced. I said you got to do that in all games, not just Lotro. You keep talking about how, the quest model is so old for Lotro and WoW. And yes, it is. But it's not so much the quest model that is different. Oh, they put a different veneer on the quest model in Guild Wars 2, but it's still effectively the same thing. To you.
That's the difference.
To you.
I find it so much more entertaining to do it the way they're doing it and having those events pop off, even though I've done the same event hundreds of times because I just happen to be in that zone, it's still fun. And having the ability to go to any zone, regardless of the level of the zone, and have that zone be competitive. You're not just a level 80 character just blowing through the zone because you're way overpowered for everything in it. No, it drops your level down to the highest level that's available for that zone.
Sure.
You're still strong, but you're not just cakewalking through everything.
Right. Okay. But that's only at level 80. To get to level 80, you can go, there are some zones you go into that'll kick your ass because they're too high a level for you.
That's different. I'm saying down leveling. I'm saying if you're level 60 and you go to a level 15 zone, you're going to be level 15 when you go there.
Rift did it better.
I haven't played Rift because that's an ugly ass game.
Now I know you're smoking crack. Rift is really, really pretty.
That game is about as pretty as the Elder Scrolls.
Oh, that's all gray and brown.
Yeah, same thing with Rift. Rift sucks.
Now I know you're... Yeah, no.
Not trolling you.
That is completely colorful, and it is not all gray and brown and dull looking. It's very colorful and vibrant looking.
And every model in there looks like a corpse.
Again, crack. Don't smoke it. That's beside the point.
End up like Scormy.
We're not here to debate whether Rift is awesome, which can upscale and downscale. That's not the point. Point is,
they have to do something to keep their player base interested.
Why don't you go back and play Minecraft?
It's a better game than Lotro.
Oh, you're a son of a bitch. Yeah.
One of them's fun and one of them sucks.
You know, just because something seems fun to you doesn't mean it's fun to everybody.
I've told you
that I am bored to tears with Guild Wars 2.
And I'm not telling you to play it, am I?
Oh, but you tell me I'm wrong. Meanwhile, I have loads of fun playing Lord of the Rings Online because the story is so much more engaging than it is in Guild Wars 2. And you tell me I'm wrong all the time.
But we were talking about, you know, the fun of arguing about these things. Right?
Yep.
That means I have my opinion, you have yours. Mine's right, yours is wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now we'll agree to disagree on that one, I think.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's about all we got today.
Really?
Yeah.
I could go on for hours.
We've gone way over time now. So, until next time. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Billis.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.